The Western Hemisphere, we have McDonald's and institutions like that. They feed you, but they don't feed you. You get a little bit of a belly, heavy belly, but you have no quality. So you get diseases, and so you get chemicals into the system. You pee it out, and it will be used in agriculture to grow your food again. So the whole vicious cycle is making us every day more and more ill.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
Today, we will delve into critical issues affecting our health and well-being. Today's episode is talking about our daily food and food supply and will uncover the often overlooked severe health issues. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we have our special guest back, Kesen Cornell, expert in the field of nutrition, health, and especially vibration and frequency. Welcome again, back on the sofa. Welcome, Kesen Cornell.
Thank you.
It's great to have you again here in another episode of Voices of the One Mind. For today's episode, I would like to start with a little story from my childhood, as we are focusing more on food today. So I remember that while I was a child, and I am coming also from a family that was more self-sustainable in terms of food. So we will pick up everything from the garden. I was helping my grandparents to cultivate, and it was great to connect with the soil, to see the process of growing life on Earth, and also to see the quality that was coming from that fertile soil. Which, by doing a comparison with nowadays and what we can find in the supermarket, because the production is much less, like people don't anymore cultivate that much by themselves, I can see a huge difference in the quality of food. What has happened? What is your take on it?
A lot has happened. We went from a natural system for thousands of years to an artificial system, and even getting worse and worse and worse every year. So when you eat from your own square meter, you know exactly who planted it with the love you gave it. And also with the scraps from your table, you fed the soil. So it's a cycle, vicious cycle, and you can continue it. Then people lived on, let's say, half an acre or an acre of land for thousands of years, family tree. And then suddenly it happens, there's a big war, Second World War, for instance. A lot of men went out and a lot of women were left behind growing food. So they needed tractors and they needed special saws to cut trees, because females have another constitution like men. So there's the big change. And then they started spraying chemicals on it to kill off pathogens and to have a better harvest, and also giving artificial fertilizer to the soil. But artificial is not enough. When you study agriculture, I had a lot of piles of books about agriculture, and then you see that from the 82 elements of the element list, 82 are needed in the soil, and we only have 16 thoroughly studied by all universities worldwide. So we don't know a thing about soil. And then we put in 3 NPK, it's artificial fertilizer containing 3 elements, but they have 3 antagonists. That's, let's say this is calcium, and that has to be in equilibrium with magnesium. So when you put in a lot of calcium or a lot of magnesium, the other one will be used to get rid of too much in the body. So it simply means that if you, let's say sodium and potassium, for instance, there are 2 things. Sodium is making it salt, and if you eat a lot of salt, it can remove from the body by connecting to potassium, so using up the potassium. And then at the end, there's the balance again, until there is more salt and no potassium, anything more. Then you get the real problem, that there's one thing, that's what's called salination, too much salt in the soil, and you can't grow anything. There's never, ever grown products on the beaches of the world because it's too salt. It's close to salt water. But just a little bit inland, there you have a lot, but of course there's enough salt from the sea in balance because it's sea salt containing 82 elements. So it's very important. That's where it went wrong. Because when you have cow dung and you have chicken dung and you have all the scraps from the table or from production on the farm, small farm, you bring it back into the system. So you eat your own manure, so to speak, if the cycle is round.
Is there anything we can do to help balancing this aspect in nowadays?
Yes, we can. But science can't. They are focusing on what I can see in a microscope that exists, and if there's information, like we had earlier talk about frequencies, etc., they can't see, so it doesn't exist. That's automatically. So I say you don't have a back of your head because you've never seen it before. Is that the assumption that something is wrong? But going back to the small scale farming, in France, just below Paris on the Loire, there were a lot of small-scale farmers hundreds of years ago, and they delivered their product to the Halland in Paris, and that's where they sold it in the vegetable stores. And they had their own well, they pumped up their own water, they sprayed it on their own land, they ate from their own land, and the scraps from the outside were returned to the soil, and that was a system. And its system was in balance. They were born, they grew up, they had an immune system which was working correctly. We didn't have any vaccinations by then. And then they lived for quite a while, and then they died and they were buried in the same ground. So that's happening. And then Professor Lakowski, a well-known physician then in the 1800s, he studied the use of well water in the low, on the side of Loire. There was too little water available, so they took it from the river, they cleaned it, and they pressed it in pipes to other farms. And then suddenly the amount of cancer patients was rising rapidly. You can see it in the old books of 1800, 1850. That was quite astonishing, because when we bring clean water from the Loire to these farmers, they are dying of diseases they didn't know before. So there's something wrong, and that's the disbalance between what you need and what you are fed with. So you can say in the Western Hemisphere, we have McDonald's and institutions like that. They feed you, but they don't feed you. You get a little bit of a belly, heavy belly, but you have no quality, so you get diseases, and so you get chemicals into the system, you pee it out, and it will be used in agriculture to grow your food again. So the whole vicious cycle is making us every day more and more ill.
You don't get that.
you don't get the energy. That's right. Because when we see, we did some testing recently. I bought some bananas, I bought some tomatoes, and a few other things like eggs. And we measured the vitality, and that we do in Bovis units, and Bovis, Bovi. There was a quality controller in the Holland in Paris, a long time ago. And he saw produce coming in, and he needed a quality system, so he had a pendulum, and he was checking how much Bovis units is this. If it's 2,000, it is making you ill. If it is 10,000, it's perfect. If it's 30,000, it's even better. And when you eat, let's say for instance, potatoes with 2,000 Bovis units or 20,000, when you cook them in the same way, which you add some salt in the same way you prepare your meal, you don't eat a third of the high Bovis units, because when you put it into your mouth, you get out the energy first, and then you have to process the carrier, that's the potato in this particular example. So it simply means you take it out. If you have eaten too little and you're a little bit shaky, you know that, then you take one bite of that potato, good potato, then you immediately stop trembling, because the energy is into your aura, feeding the energy. And if you can call up the energy by people in the Zen or whatever that can focus on, they can do without food, because they pick up the energy from the universe. And that's what is taught to people by breathing exercises, by Reiki, by whatever stuff. And what we saw in the test I was talking about is that we buy a banana at a grocery store, and they were 2,000 Bovis units. Then we have equipment in our factory, and we can increase the life force, the vitality of the plant. So we increased it from 2,000 to 20 million. You can feed a city with one banana, for instance. And then the next morning, he was at 2,000 again. So from 20 million, it couldn't hold life energy. And then I bought bananas from a shop in here that does organic food. And we measured, and it was 12,000. So that is feeding me perfectly well with one banana. We also increased it to 20 million. And the next morning it was only 1 million left. So in 3 weeks' time, it went almost back to where it began, still going strong. And what you're seeing nowadays is that we do the measurement frequently. When you do a measurement and there's new materials coming in, you have a new banana. If you eat bananas, as an example, you put them on the table in the sunlight, and within 48 hours it's brown. And now you have small bananas, you put them in the sunlight, and 2 weeks later they are still yellow. And when you peel them, it's like rubber that is genetically modified. It's not on the label, but it is genetically modified, not feeding you. Because when I'm happy and healthy, my energy is 6,500 at a minimum. That's the aim, it may be higher. But when I eat a banana of the wrong type, I have to put energy into the banana and then remove it from my body as fast as possible, because it's taking my energy. So instead of that it feeds me, we feed our garbage. But it's nice yellow, but it's killing.
Very interesting. So You mentioned that you buy bio food, and unfortunately, I don't even know. I am also living around here, and I don't even know why there is only one store with bio food, especially here in the area. Or there are, I cannot find a lot of bio food in the supermarket. And definitely, I can see the difference between the bio food and the normal food. So the bio food, I feel it as a much more higher frequency, and the normal foods. And I am referring mainly to veggies because I am preparing the meal myself. What do you think is the process behind it, and how can you explain this big difference in between bio food and...
That has everything to do with what you use as a fertilizer. And if you have one side at the NPK, that is worldwide use, we had a few hundred tests in Kenya, where 210 farmers are trying the old-fashioned way, inorganic, with artificial fertilizer. Then a second group is artificial fertilizer plus our product. And then the third is only our product without any fertilization. And then you see that the output on the field with the artificial fertilizer is the lowest. And if you add our product and artificial fertilizer, it is a little bit higher, but without, it's much higher. So it's the cheapest way, no harm done, and the plant will be strengthened by it. So it can fight off insects and pests, etc., all over the world. But in the Western world, farmers is the oldest trade in book for millennia. And they are not really flexible to change. I saw a farmer working on the field, trying to plow it in, it was a wet surrounding. I was passing by and I stopped and I asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to prepare the soil to sow some maize. This is the second time I have to do it because it rained away." My colleagues say I'm stupid because it's too late to sow and to get any harvest done. I said to him, "I have some product with me. It is water-based. I can give it to you so you can spray it on your land so you get a little bit more speed into it, because the growing from sowing to harvest takes less than 2.5 to 3 weeks less, so it can be more fast. You don't need any fertilizer. It is pure water. I can drink it on the spot." And he said, "I have to think about it." While he was trying desperately putting away his money in the ground in the hope he would get something back. So they are relatively inflexible. So, no. That's the same thing as if you have a nice solution and they say, "Oh, that can't be done, it's too easy." And it can be done, and it is easier than you think, but you don't believe it. Like, fruit is a belief system. And that is what the farmers are doing. We have done this for centuries, for generations. We still exist, so we must do some right things, otherwise we wouldn't exist. They say it can be much better. And what they are doing is one-sided NPK use, the artificial fertilizer, that's using up a lot of materials in the soil, and the living soil with worms and bugs, etc., nematodes, it's crawling with life, except all the chemical farmers, I use it, chemical farmers, there's nothing living anymore. And we had a farmer, he switched from the usual way with artificial fertilizer, he switched to our product, and then he showed me a picture. And we saw a tractor with a plow at the end and 500 seagulls. They were robbing the soil of the real worms, but it was increased very much in one season. So it's nice thing, but changing an old-fashioned idea, we'd done it for ages, and you are coming around and telling me I did it all wrong. That's what they hear when you say something like that. So that's where it began. The pricing of supermarkets is a second one. When you go to a supermarket and you buy bananas for €3.50 a kilo, being shitty stuff, and you go to an organic supplier, you pay €7.50 for the same kilo. And then I say to myself, do we need to eat bananas? Because they don't grow here. So we import it, and that's money, money, money. That's everything.
True, and it's also very difficult for farmers, in your example, right, to accept that there are other ways after they did it for decades in that way. But it's also very sad to see that the soil is not as fertile anymore and they are not looking for solutions. You mentioned in your example about having a product that is based on water. Do you think that it's about the structure of water?
No, it is the water is the carrier of the information. So as a matter of fact, we are talking to the plants, and the plants listen and follow instructions, and they grow faster, and they don't need that much fertilization. They can fight off insects and pests on their own instead of us giving them a lot of poison. And I asked a farmer, I still haven't got any answer. I asked, why are you poisoning your clients? And he didn't know what. We know from scientific research recently that over 60% of all farmers will get Parkinson's disease, because that's a side effect, intoxication with a weed killer, of many weed killers. So they know they are going to be killed, and their last time will be trembling before they step into their grave or are kicked in. But too stupid for words, they don't believe it. They will find something. We need the other way of DNA manipulation, because then we can avoid toxins, we can avoid the beetles chewing up the plant, we can avoid, and then they're trying to rewrite nature. But scientists only know the material things, and they are still working on how it works, and it's quite incompetent to say we know it all when you only have 16 of the elements studied of the 82. We are working, have been working for 19 years, and the product is working 19 years, ever increasing and getting better and better and better. But the only people using it are people far away who trust the Dutch agricultural name. And in the Philippines and in Africa and in South America, they use it and they say, oh, we see it works. We don't think about it, we just use it.
You mentioned about intoxication coming from all these chemicals in the soil and how they process everything. Is there any natural way to clean up your body or to support your physical body from this intoxication?
Yes, there's a lot of things that can be done, and it simply means that if you feed your body right, it can do anything, because it's grew your teeth and it makes your hair gray. And if you have the right diet, there will be any color again. So if you have all the right things in it, your body is like a supermarket, rebuilding itself all the time. But if you don't supply the building materials, it will be a shitty house to live in. So that is what we have to do. We have to take care of ourselves, and eating 5 or 6 pizzas a week and some chips in the weekend doesn't bring you far.
The whole situation leads me to this expression, Lebensmittel. It's an expression in German. that means to do something for life. And I'm just wondering why and when people stop doing something for life. It seems like we are doing against life.
If we look in our purse and say, my new iPhone is more important, my holiday is more important, I have 15 euros left to live for a week with the whole family, so you buy the cheapest of the cheapest. So you don't have any quality left. And it shortens your life, that's the cheapest way of living, by the way. But it simply means that we are having the wrong priorities. And the farmers don't have a choice because the supermarkets are buying their product. The more kilos, the better. We did, 17 years ago, we had some tests and we were in onions in the Noord-Oostpolder in the Netherlands. And there were two types of onions. And one farmer said, I use A, and the other one said, use B. And we measured it afterwards with the harvest, and 14 tons more on the other land because of the species they used. And I said, why did you choose this species and why did you choose? Yeah, I saw it in an article and I think, oh, that's nice. But 14,000 kilos times 10 cents is quite an income. But they didn't care. They didn't know. That was the worst thing. And they still don't know, because the people that come around say, we have a better species, it's a little bit more expensive, but it is against molds and nematodes, etc., etc. They have their blah blah, their marketing, but it doesn't bring you okay. And if you see in Africa, rice, there we have a lot of testing done in rice, then you see a farmer that is taking away all his inputs, his artificial fertilizers, chemicals to destroy diseases, etc. And they only use our product, water-based, and they can drink it if they're a little bit thirsty. So it's quite nice. But they produced 14.5 tons of rice of 1 hectare of land. And that's far beyond what the wheat is giving here in the Netherlands, which is the highest output per acre, per hectare. So, trying to explain needs to be done basically with a small farmer. And in Africa, they have a lot of wise women farming while the men are looking at it. So, they use it. And they see what can be done, and they see that their harvest is increasing, quality is increasing, prices are increasing, and your soil is better than before you had the harvest.
Now, talking about wise people, some wise people told me that it's ridiculous that nowadays we are dying around 80, maybe not even 80 years old. And in the past, people used to live between 300-600 years. What is your perspective on it?
Yeah, the old guys knew a lot we don't know, or we are laughing at because we can't understand. So to cover up your stupidity, you laugh. And that is what's happening. But it's depending on the way you're living. And if you can live from the energy from the outside, you don't get any toxins in your body, but you get all the power to fight and to regain. Because when you see a liver cell is changed every 3 to 4 months. So if you have a liver tumor, for instance, then in 3 months you should have been cured, because you have a whole new liver, including the tumor. So why don't we? Well, because that's in the mind. The tumor is in the mind, so you reconstruct it. And as soon as you reconstruct the brain and your brain functions and you pick up steam, then we will be here around to plunder the pension funds, because we will be 800 years as well.
So it's about the belief system.
When you change your belief system, or you... We're currently working on trails for instance. And we were explaining someone, do you use it in a particular way? They said, I can't believe it. So I said, okay, look at the sky. Do you see that cloud? Yes, he saw it. Do you see that small piece on there? Focus on it and say in your mind, remove that particular piece. And within 2 minutes, it was gone. That's the power we have, but we don't use it because we don't know if we have it. That's it. And if you have a correct farmer that walks through his garden, or like your family did previously, they loved what they did. And they petted it, and they cured it, and they talked to plants. My grandmother did as well. She did a lot of talking. And my mother couldn't keep plants alive, so she brought them every now and then to my grandmother, and then she said, oh, it's so bad, so many children. You're never at ease, and we were ever their children. So she talked a little, and then 2 weeks later, my mother got back a perfectly growing plant. So you can pick it up. But we all can do it. It's so beautifully simple.
That's true. You mentioned during our conversation now about the happiness within the body and the fact that you don't necessarily need to eat to feed your body. And I've met also a couple of breatharians. I've tried myself this path. And indeed, with a couple of practices, you could maintain and heal your body by itself. So what is your, how is this possible, and what are the best practices to maintain this high energy and maybe not taking necessarily from food?
That's living the way you like. Like you say, if a truck comes by and dumps a lot of building materials, it's not a house yet. And then you rent a guy and to build a house, and say, okay, what do I need to make? Then you have to tell what's in your mind, and then you know exactly that bar, I will have that there, and that's there. So then you get the plan, and that is non-physical. And without the plan, it's just a pile of building material. So it's not a living soul, it's not your body. But if your body is fed with the right energy and some stuff for the people who can't live on only energy, it's a process. You have to grow into it. And if you do that, there will be no obesity, because obesity is, in the United States, extremely, they have asses like that, you can't pass with it on the truck. But the point is, they eat so much food without quality, so the sign to the brain, he had enough, is switched off, because they didn't have enough. That's why there are so many cancer cases. That's why there are so many diseases, because they are eating junk. You can eat sawdust and have the same effect. So if you start eating and eating on the television, and then you don't focus on what you are doing, but focus outside. So it's a combination. Food is a social aspect, but with the television, it's just a pile of warm stuff.
That's true. How do you avoid, or how do they prevent, or how do they stop consuming these things? Because it becomes kind of an addiction, right?
It's complicated because you're hungry. And fat people and hungry are not matched together in our mind. But they are still is the problem. They are underfed. Like the children with the bellies in hunger countries, that's because they don't have the right materials to keep up the body in shape. That's the problem.
So this is where the hunger is coming from, because they do not have...
We have two types of hunger. One is lack of food, and the other one is lack of good food. So if we change that and we get a, let's say, 100 square meters per person to build, grow our own food, and then your intention is in it, and you're talking through the plants, and you're doing everything that's all right, Because when some people have cucumbers like this, and other people have cucumbers like that, so you need to talk to the cucumber and give him a little bit of spirit. If you get a pendulum, you can take the plant and ask questions and you get answers. I saw a small film this week that was on a Telegram. There was a guy who had a cup of water, a little bit of water, petri dish, and he put in a small carrot for 30 minutes, then he took it out and he froze the water and he could see the carrot, exact. And he had a few other pictures of it. So the carrot, being correctly copied in clean water, can give also. So why not make a carrot on the energetic level? So when you put the energy into life vitality, you can do it. If I take this cup and I put in a potato or whatever food stuff, I can program it by telling you are now 20,000 Bovis units. That's above average. Takes 2 minutes maybe and it's okay. Previously, people prayed over their food and they gave the energy they needed and they feed it in. That's how things happen. So simple that it's unbelievable. So the belief system is the blockage.
One of the blockages, I remember that we also pray before the dinner. Yeah. Now I understand that it's not necessarily a religious stuff, it's just to be grateful and to put the right intention on the food and what you ingest, generally to have and to support your body, right?
Yeah, and we learned as well that we thanked after the meal. So praying before and after, it's a religious system, you should say, but it is of all ages, of all religions, they do all the same. I met a couple, they were going to New York many years ago, and they said, we are allergic to a lot of things, but they went to a restaurant and said, we are on a holiday, we can't eat what we make ourselves, so we bless the food. They were blessing it on the table, and they didn't have any problems. And then they came home and they switched to their old diet. So if you can solve it, why not use the simple way? It is so simple, so it's unbelievable. But if we switch, we can all do it. We learned that on our course to the therapist, they say, you can do it. And then they try it and they say, whoa, this is simple.
You know, we spoke about a couple of signs of intoxication, how to prevent it. And I am thinking, how can people detect food that is not so...
Not good enough.
Maybe there are some signs on the labels, or maybe because you cannot, not everyone affords biological or organic food, right? So is there...
Yes, anything? a simple solution. Because I had a lady friend, she teaches me a lot about food, and she went to Germany once a year to a liquor store. And then she was there and she put a bottle under her arm and then she was testing. And then she put it back. And then she got the next and testing and he got it back. And then this one is okay. And she put it in her cart. And then the owner came around and said, what are you doing? So I'm asking, if I drink this wine, will I get a headache? This is a yes and this is a no. That's so simple. And that's for everybody to do it. It's just these two fingers and these two fingers and you bring it into. And then you say, when I'm looking at you, say yes. Okay. And say no, and then it's so. So you can do it. And if you're in a supermarket and you say a new product, I would like that. Is it okay? No, okay. You put it back.
So your system knows the best what is good or not for.
You have only to ask the right questions.
it also depends how centered you are as a human being, or?
You need to practice a little, but you have enough materials in the cupboard at home to do some testing. And if you do that like that in a supermarket, people won't look at you.
Yeah, I don't think it's about shame or what, because everyone is free to do whatever they want. It's just I was thinking about the confusion in the practice itself, right? Because if you are not aware or not knowing how to test or what is the sign, you might fall into the false answer.
Yeah, and then because then you go to the package and you try to resolve what's in it, and if you have a list of more than 9 components, bring it back into the shelf and say, there's something nice for me. So, pure, but there's very little pure nowadays. That is shocking. If you go to the supermarket, try to find an unpackaged product that's one carrot every now and then, and for the rest it's all in plastic and in cartons and in whatever type of stuff. There's more trouble removing all these packages than it is to eat the pears. And when I go to the factory, I'm passing by some orchards, and last year I drove by and it was like a chemical factory, because they were spraying a day before harvest, and then they say fresh produce, but it's chemical stuff. I almost threw up. So you, a cloud of chemicals, and then they call it fruit. That's a long way to reconsider and to make it better.
What will be your advice for our audience in this case, taking consideration all the aspects that we described today in this episode?
Grow your own food, that's one thing, or know the one that's growing your food. And if you look at a farmer growing carrots, for instance, they get a lot of tons. And if you say, I want this particular one, I need it, and maybe there are farmers that say, I'll have some land for you for this season. You pay me an amount of money so you can grow your own food and you use your own way of treating the soil. Then you know where it's coming from. Because when you look into the shop, it's coming from Senegal, it's coming from Kenya, it's coming from the United States, it's coming from New Zealand of all places. And then they put the kiwis in the ship and they were not 2 or 3 months, they were on the way. Then they come in a cold storage in Flushing in the Netherlands, where it's stored for a few months. And when they say next week we need it, then they put some gas on it and then they ripen without the sun, and then you get something that looks like a testicle, is green, eatable, but not supplying the vitamins and minerals because it lacked sunlight and it grew in a 180 degree different climatical situation. When there's winter, it's summer on our side, so it doesn't match up. That's why people stayed healthy, because they ate from their own land. They had their own special treatment. It will take some time. So what do you? You do some water in a pan. You put in the white cabbage. You put on a little bit of fire. You heat it up to about 95 to 100 degrees for, let's say, 2 hours. Then the people ate it. It was cooked. They used the water to drink and to use it as a kind of gravy on the potatoes. And that was perfect. And then you look into it, what were they doing? They were cooking water, which releases ions of the water, and the water is attracting oxidative products, this antioxidant. So you ate it and you drank it, and the cabbage contains anti-cancer materials, and the water was a detoxification. So by eating and drinking that particular one, kept people away from serious diseases, and they ate cheaply, and they could use it, they could grow it. They were huge cabbages, and they were storable for months on end without deteriorating. So it was the winter food. But what we do nowadays is we buy it in the shop, it's pre-cut, and then you do place it in a wok, and then after 5 minutes, hoppa. So no advantages of long, slow cook. So the slow cooker, that's an equipment that makes the real product eatable in a little bit longer time with lower temperature. So the old stuff my grandmother did, she had a stove on petroleum, and she put on the pan, and then she put on the paper to keep the heat on, and she ate, and she became 92 years old and was never ill. That was the one who was talking to the plants.
That's the right quality of life. I mean, what's the point to live a life in suffering or with pain, right? Physical pain.
Yes. And that is a lot of things. And if you say, what is life? Is that eating 10,000 meals or whatever? Or is it growing children? Or is that enjoying life in your own backyard? Or is it driving all over the place? I need to see the whole world before I die. Some people do that. What is the real purpose of everything? And if we refine it, then we probably can make a better living than we have today. Because Pierre Capel, Professor Capel, said in earlier days people had to build up their immune system. It took 20 years to get you acquainted with your environment so you can stay alive. Then you have 60 productive years, then you were 80 years old, and in 3, 4, 5 weeks you got a little bit of ill, and then you died. And now he says your dying takes 20 years, because when you're 60 years old and you don't use any prescription drugs, then there must be something wrong, they say. There's something really right, but they won't say. That doesn't make any money.
True. Thank you very much for being here with me today. It was a great and enlightening conversation about the hidden dangers that we have nowadays, unfortunately, in food and not only, and for sharing your insights, suggestions for our audience. And I hope I can see you again later in another episode.
We hope so.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These have been enlightening insights on the hidden dangers of our nowadays food. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us and giving our audience very helpful tools at hand. Thank you to our listeners for watching. Click subscribe, share widely, and stay healthy and take care.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.